skin it would I catch a fire. Skin it would I catch a fire. Nearby Fred Tone a play a Lynch Park and the music just blaze it higher. Cause me couldn't leave the yacht, she said the dance got too much weed and rasters. I love your granny dear, but this a generation come fit blaze it higher.
You cannot deny
the people's joy.
You cannot deny
the people's joy.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Esperando a que el sol esté a nuestro alcance, camino deseando encontrarse con alguien. Su odio matutino, su segundo nombre y algún sueño vencido lo acompañan muy bien. Lidia va con picardías y el servicio postal nos llevaba.
Las palabras son bastante importantes Thank you. Salir de aquí, de encontrar algún lugar. Solta a voz bem no ar, bem, bem brilhar, estrelas, imaginação acordar. Come live the magic, you've gotta have it, just relax and lose control. Magia, vida, sonho viva, é preciso acreditar.
Tu quieres, quieres. I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
One parent, the green tree frog, Hylas in area, has this call.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here. 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-song.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
I have no choice but to start today with the brazen and immoral, not just willingness, but desire to hurt Americans from the newly in control of the House of Representatives Republican Party because they believe it will help them in 2024. Yesterday, I told you about a post that the failed former President Donald Trump made to his social media platform, Truth Social.
Truth Central.
And to review that post, let's just put it up on the screen where Donald Trump said, in all capital letters, quote, "Republicans can get almost everything back that the old broken crow Mitch McConnell and the real leader, China-centric Coco Chow, stupidly gave up to the Democrats over the last 2 years by simply playing tough in the upcoming debt ceiling negotiations. With the right negotiators, like all of those involved the other night on both sides for Speaker, it will be a beautiful and joyous thing for the people of our country to watch. Make America great again." Now, you sometimes have to read between the lines when Trump speaks because it's not even clear. He knows what he's saying. In this case, he does know what he's saying. He is saying, shut down the government over the debt ceiling, damage the country, which will then show people how much they want Republicans in power and they will vote for us in 2024. Now, it was not just Donald Trump who became willing to say this over the last 24 hours. We have countless more examples now, and I'm going to look at a couple. First and foremost, last night, Sean Hannity, Fox News propagandist, hosted some kind of a sort of town hall type event with the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. And here is Sean Hannity suggesting to Kevin McCarthy, shut down the government. Shut down the government when it comes down to the debt ceiling debate. Take a listen.
By the way, what they did in the Senate, I believe, as a conservative, that was a disgrace.
Yeah.
I think, and they knew you were coming into power, and they knew they could have had
more. Why wouldn't they just wait? If they waited, then we'd have a stronger hand.
Exactly.
We wouldn't be increasing it. And they increased the baseline, where it just adds so much more to our children.
Let's talk about a moment, maybe it comes sooner, maybe it comes later, on the debt ceiling. And you know how the argument will unfold. It'll be Republicans are shutting down government. I've been around this game too long. Government never shuts down. Essential services will exist. Grandma, mom and dad, they're going to get their Social Security check. Medicare is not going to be shut down. The military is not going to be shut down. Now, there might be people that get furloughed, but odds are pretty high that when they get their free vacation, they will get back pay. But that will be the argument.
Yeah. So Hannity likes the idea here of the government shutdown.
Now the question will be, it'll become a game of chicken. Mm. And that is, Republicans are shutting down the government and they're not willing to raise the debt ceiling. And you're going to say what?
Well, listen, it doesn't have to come to that. I've already spoken to the president. Let's sit down now.
Yeah. So Hannity likes the idea and he says they'll say it's bad for the country when the government is shut down. But it's not really that bad for the country. Now, I disagree with that. And I'm going to explain that to you in a moment. Here's another example. New Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna. She says she's also willing to support a shutdown of the government.
Oh, I just stand by because it's going to be a wild week.
Well, you know, some of your more moderate members within the Republican Party, as I'm sure you know, say that's a dangerous thing because it sets up almost a guaranteed government shutdown. And